friends, this is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and this is the other part of my show this afternoon, starting about 3 p.m. Pacific time. And I welcome all you back to the show. The purpose of my program is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better place. I hope you enjoyed the morning shows. That was I played some segments from my Galactic Wisdom Conference. You can still register now if you like, or really anytime. You don't have to watch all of the speakers now, and tomorrow there'll be all of the speakers' presentations will be available for the next 6 months. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and we've got some fantastic people there coming up on as part of the show, as part of the conference. But today's segment, I'll be playing a recording I did with a friend of mine named James Armstrong. He's from Canada. And he's been going with me to Mount Shasta for many years, and he channels Adama. Adama is the spiritual leader, head priest of Telos in the Hollow Earth. Telos is a fifth-dimensional society. It's 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta in Northern California, and they are shifting into the fifth dimension now as we speak. When you go there, you feel very light and very happy because the energies are so good there. I love the Shasta area. And actually, the area from just south of Shasta all the way to Vancouver, Canada, was once part of Lemuria. And it was part of Lemuria up until about 12,500 years ago when what happened is that the Atlanteans tried to blow up planet Earth in an attempt to control it. They used crystalline and nuclear weapons, and part of the Lemuria blew up and it destroyed by the Atlanteans, and it ended up settling on the west coast of the United States and Canada. And so that's why the energies out here in this part of the North America are so high, and why I think many psychics are attracted and spiritual people are attracted to this part of North America, because the energies are really good just right around Mount Shasta all the way up to Vancouver, Canada, on the west side along the coastal regions there, west side of the mountains where I'm located. So it's an amazing place, and I'm so happy you could join us today. The purpose of my show is to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better place. Shasta is an amazing place. I'll be going back there again for a week starting June 28th at the end of June. And then again, I'll be going back again for 3 one-week trips starting August 13th. So if you like, you're welcome to come along with me. You just have to be of a high vibration and a positive mood, and have the best intentions. If you're negative, or don't have doubts about the trip, then don't come. It's better if you be positive and open to healing. There's been many, many healings out at Mount Shasta during our trip. We do spiritual prayers and go to a portal that leads into the Hollow Earth, and we will sit around and do healings for people. And I've seen people's eyesight return to normal. My eyesight was restored to 20/10 crystal clear vision a couple of years ago after I had a blurry-eyed vision in one of my eyes, 20/50 vision. There was also several people healed of Lyme disease while I was there. Another man had Lou Gehrig's disease. He was healed of that completely after we did a prayer circle around him. So it's happened many times. Another lady had her hearing restored on her left side after we prayed and meditated for it, this special healing area. Anyway, it's a beautiful area, and I hope you can come someday. The cost is just $200 per person. And if you like, please send me an email. I can send you more information. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. So it's a beautiful place. Also, I will be going back to Sedona this year. I'll be going in early May and the middle of September. Sedona is another beautiful spot with many vortexes and term portals. There's also entrances into the Hollow Earth at Sedona as well. It's a warmer, higher, and drier place than Shasta is, but the energies are beautiful there as well. So that's the same price. We usually camp out, although people are welcome to stay in a motel or Airbnb in the area if they want to sleep in a real bed. But I prefer to camp out. But again, if you have any questions, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The next interview I'd like to play is one from my good friend James Armstrong. He himself, he was with me. He's been coming with me every year to Shasta. He hasn't been able to come in a couple of years because the border. He lives in Canada with his family, and the border between the U.S. and Canada has been closed down. But he did come with me here a couple of years ago, and during the trip, either 17 or 18. They restored his eyesight to crystal clear vision. He doesn't wear glasses now. And the other thing that happened too during that trip is they restored my eyesight. And also too, they gave me a new heart. I've been working for many years without taking many breaks, and they gave me a new heart. So I was really amazed about that as well. It doesn't happen to everyone, but I hope you can come on this one of these trips sometime. The area around Shasta is absolutely gorgeous. It's one of the most prettiest areas here on planet Earth, and I always have a fantastic time, meet a lot of interesting people. Anyway, I'd like to go ahead and play this segment now. It's about 45 minutes long. It's an interview with my good friend James Armstrong, coming in from Canada, and he'll be channeling Adama, who's the high priest of Telos, which is located 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta. It is in the fifth dimension, and I think you'll enjoy it. So anyway, Don, if we could play that now, and then I'll come in at the end. Thanks so much, Don, for all your fantastic help. I really appreciate it. Hello, friends. I have a fantastic guest for today named James Armstrong. He's been in touch with Adama since going to Mount Shasta. What was the first time you went? Was that 17, James, or earlier? Can't remember.
I think so. I think it's 17. Yeah, I think it's 17.
2017. Yeah, five years ago. Yeah, yeah. And it's been an amazing experience. Adama actually helped the God within you heal your eyesight, among other things. And performed a lot of miracles, saved your life one time, driving up back from Shasta to Vancouver through Portland, I know. And a lot of wonderful stories. And you've been in touch with him anyway since you were first at Shasta in 17. But anyway, thanks so much for coming on my program today, James. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Dad. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, my friend. Well, you live somewhere up in Canada. I'm not going to say where, but what's it like up there now? Are they still having the face diapers and face diapers and the social distancing and everything else?
Well, many provinces are getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Wow. Well, that's good. Have you heard much about your glorious leader since he killed off the protesters and threw him in jail?
As far as I'm concerned, I feel he's in the cave, but
yeah,
I don't pay too much attention to him.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. What has Adama said about the current events? Will they be getting better? I guess they're already getting better. People are waking up, aren't they?
They are, but there's a couple twists that are going to come through to wake humanity up even further.
Oh, really? I can't wait. Yes. Hold on. So sorry. Anyway, that's okay. Tell me this, my friend, what has he said specifically about this year? Would he like to give us some hints about what may happen or?
Humanity is going to continue to wake up, but there is going to be more darkness that's going to be coming to light.
Okay.
And it has to. No darkness can hide anymore. It all has to come out.
Okay. That's great. Wow. Okay. Amazing. That's great. Yeah, it's a time of truth, isn't it? Where things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. What I've been seeing is that Trudeau's going to go first here shortly, and followed right after him will be Biden. Biden will be gone. I'm not sure what will replace it here in the U.S., but it'll be anything will be better than what we've got currently. So,
I just think, had.
Go ahead, my friend. Yeah.
I just had a brain freeze. So I apologize.
That's okay. That's all right, my friend. No worries.
I feel like all these are like actors on the stage.
Yeah.
And then right. I do my best not to get attached to them because I don't want to be on stage. I want to be in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame you. You have to kind of stand back. But the truckers must have had a tremendous effect upon Canada and the world too. Here too, they had a tremendous positive effect. Are there any of the truckers left now in Ottawa still there protesting?
I don't believe so.
No,
not like we had. But they helped to uncover a plan that was in the works, where everyone who is against whatever the government says will have their stuff frozen. Pretty much.
Really? Wow.
So all that got brought to light. So they had to backtrack on that.
I see. Okay. Didn't the banks lose a whole bunch of money? I mean, and they had to close their operations for a time because there's so many people who withdrew so much money.
Yeah, they were screaming pretty hard, but that's just showing what the plan was. But mm-hmm. it got foiled.
I see. Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
We weren't supposed to know that they were going to do that.
I see. They were going to do it overnight, I guess, and clamp everybody down, weren't they?
That's going to be part of their reset. But they didn't want us to know, right, until we're already in it.
I see.
But I feel their timeline has passed. They missed their mark.
Hmm. Hmm. What about the concentration camps? I mean, our goofy governor down here has got them all, got one set up already, but I don't think it's going to, I don't think it's going to fly. I saw a video from Cliff High today. He said that the COVID narrative is falling apart and they won't be able to push it anymore now.
Well, too many people are waking up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that those camps are for the politicians. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Just put them all in there. Oh yeah, they're all in there. Yeah, that would be, yeah. 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 Well, what an amazing time we live in, huh?
It is. We chose to be here, so.
We did. We did, actually. Yeah, we did. We did, my friend. Yeah. Yeah. I know that I'm in talking to my plebeian friends, James, there's a lot of positive energy coming in from the Pleiades, and also the Galactics too are beaming it here on the Earth. And they're actually helping people live longer and heal themselves. Even those who've taken the vaccine are doing better now.
That's beautiful. That's a timeline I didn't want to witness, but you know, it all depends on so many factors.
Right. Right. A lot of it depends upon your belief system. If you believe in God and want to live, you'll be helped. If you don't believe in God or don't want to live, then you'll exit early. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, I think it'd be fun for people to know, James, what happened to you at Mount Shasta and your eyesight. Would you like to tell the story of what happened? It's really kind of interesting.
Sure. Well, at first, happened during the daytime at first, before I knew. It was up at the Panthers Meadows.
Right.
And we're walking through, and we're at the river, or the creek. Mm-hmm. And we're doing, I believe prayers and other rituals,
right.
And I heard this like light language come through, and then my eyes started to itch, Mm-hmm. As I walked back to the vehicle afterwards, and my eyes itched a bit more, but then it stopped. And then the next morning, I woke up. I had my glasses on, and then I took them off. Not blurry. I put them on. I had to do it a couple of times because I had to pinch myself to make sure I was awake.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've improved ever since.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Was that the day or afternoon you told me that Adama wanted to talk to me?
Yes.
Okay. I remember that. Yeah. And he asked me that night while I was sleeping if I he said I could see crystal clear spiritually now. How would you like to see physically crystal clear? And I said I'd love to. So I woke up the next morning and I didn't wear glasses, but everything was crystal clear, 20/10 vision in my eyes. And it took me a while, but I realized a miracle healing had happened. And then I thanked him and he said, well, don't thank me, thank yourself, because I just facilitated the contact with God, which helps you heal. So I thanked him for that. Anyway, that was great. Yeah. And then the previous year, actually, he said I'd been working 24/7 without any breaks. And my heart was wearing out, so he gave me a new heart. And I've been doing fine ever since. So, and I've seen other people cured of Lyme's disease. What else? Lou Gehrig's disease. One lady had a badly sprained ankle from a hiking accident. It was healed instantaneously within about 20, 25 minutes. Another lady had a hearing loss in her left ear that was restored spontaneously within about 20, 25 minutes. I mean, it's other people too. I've seen firsthand their eyesight restored. So it's been happening a lot. It's been amazing. Yeah. So.
Well, it's all miracles, but it's really, you know, if you think of it as a, something that's like an ordinary occurrence, then more and more of it will happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Well, I think when we flick into fourth dimension, it'll happen frequently. And we're fourth and fifth dimension. I think we've only got through late August, September of third dimension, whatever, before flicking into fourth. And then in fourth, we'll be there 2 years, give or take. And then we'll go into 5D. And a lot of the negative entities, all of them, will not be able to stay here because of the higher vibrations. That's what I've been told. So,
yeah, they don't have much longer to be here.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Right. 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 Well, I wish them well. They don't have to. If they just choose to make the right choice and go to the higher dimensions, none of that has to happen, but they're still set in their ways. I'm happy the planet's ascending. It's about time. This is the seventh civilization that has attempted to go into the higher dimensions. We failed six times before. This is the seventh try, believe it or not. But seven is a number of completion, and I look at this as a number of completion for us.
And many of those entities don't want to be here, but they get like conjured up during dark rituals, right? So
really? Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. Conjured up by the negative forces who wanted to bring them in?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. Hmm. Hmm. Well, this is an exciting time, James. You're also an old soul like I am. You've been here a long time. So we've both been waiting for this for tens of thousands of years for this moment in humanity's history.
Yes, I'm ready. I've had enough of the lower vibrations.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. You're ready for a happy meal now, so so to speak.
Happy reunion.
Happy reunion. That's right.
with our brothers and sisters.
That's right, my friend. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, oh boy. Anyway, well, what messages does your friend Adama have for us tonight, James?
Okay, let me connect.
Okay, thanks. You've got his phone number. I've got it too, if you need it. So.
Good day. I am Adama from Telos.
Hello, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's so good to talk to you.
It's always joy bringing our messages from Telos. Mm-hmm. With all of our messages, do not expect everyone to align with them, but to go within your heart and check for oneself whether it's in alignment.
Good advice. I always feel lots of joy and also a lot of love coming from you too, Adam. Every time I go down to Telos, I always feel the same beautiful, wonderful, warm feelings of love and light, compassion, happiness.
All for love and joy. It's for all to feel and witness. Mm-hmm. We do not pick and choose. For all are from source.
Uh-huh. Right. That's true. We are. Mm-hmm.
And all the chaos that's going on the surface is only the darkness that's collapsing. The structures falling away. And all the hidden agendas come into light. Mm-hmm. Continue shining your light into the darkness, mm-hmm. into the shadows. Exposing all for all to see. Mm-hmm. For all the darkness needs to be transmuted, cleared. Mm-hmm. It's no longer needed to be on Gaia and for humanity to experience. But also, do not get attached to all the drama playing out. Be the observer. Observe what's going on. Stay within the heart. Shine your light and love. And when your higher self guides you to do something, do it. Whether it's clearing the energies, shine more love and light, or bring more truth. Mm-hmm. And every being has their own path, their own role. And no one role is better than another. Mm-hmm. It's unique to that being. There's no need to argue for what needs to be done. So each one is being guided. So let go of the separation. Become more united. The common goal of freedom, liberation, which is at hand. This is but a chess game going on, where chess pieces are being moved. There are not many spots left for the moves to go before it's checkmate. Mm-hmm. All know it's a divine plan. Many levels. Many areas. Many groups. There's a divine plan from source. And trust within yourself, within your heart. For each one knows a bit of the plan, and no one's going to know all of it. Because if that was true, then darkness would also know what's going on. And that's not going to happen. Humanity on surface does not need to know all the information. Each one just needs to know just enough to get through and perform one's role. So turn off the TVs. Mm-hmm. Not listen to the news. Mm-hmm. For they're just spinning an agenda for what they want.
Right.
Go within and your truth will come out.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice.
And the drama is just there to distract, mm-hmm. for ones that want to be distracted. Mm-hmm. Focus on one's mission. Do the best that one can. That's all one needs to do. No is no. And your brothers and sisters, we love you so much. Always shine your love and light constantly. And humanity is so much loved, if only each one knew. And yet you will. And the moment is there. Mm-hmm. No dates are going to be given for when events happen. Because it's more of an energetic vibration, resonating. Mm-hmm. And timelines change so quickly. Plans evolve, change.
Right.
So let's go with the flow. Know that humanity is protected. Nothing the dark winds do is going to stop this. Mm-hmm. Yes, enough will let happen. Enough to wake up humanity and move things along. When something's going to happen, it's going to cause too much mayhem on the surface, it is stopped. Mm-hmm. So all the doomsayers out there, don't listen to that.
Right.
Doesn't mean that there are going to be changes, and there will.
Mm-hmm.
But humanity will be okay. Humanity will make it through.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe challenging. Humanity will get over it.
Mm-hmm.
All that's happening is a movie playing out with all the actors. And each one has a role to play. And there's so much going on behind the scenes. So what one's seeing on the surface is all but an illusion. All the details are being worked out down to the T. Nothing's going to be done until the divine timing, right order is achieved. Mm-hmm. Everything that happens has a purpose. Nothing happens by chance. Yet, one does not need to know all the reasons for it. I mean, you can feel in your heart that resonates. You know it's truth and it has to happen. There's so much love. High vibrations pouring in through this planet. And nothing can escape it. No matter where one hides or goes, the high vibrations and love will reach it, every part, every atom, every molecule. And with the high vibration, yes, some of the shadow parts will come out
mm-hmm.
from each being. They're really just being coming out to be observed,
mm-hmm.
to be loved, to be released. So continue raising your vibrations. That's so important during this transition.
Mm-hmm.
Vibration, vibration, vibration. So drop anything that's not high vibration, does not bring one joy. Continue to heal and clear within oneself. That's so important. The more one heals and clears, the more grace one will have during this transition. And the more light one can hold and send out. And during this transition, all beings are going to be shown to be who they are. That once was able to be hidden, no longer hide.
Mm-hmm.
For there are wolves in sheep's clothing,
mm-hmm.
and sheep's in wolves' clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to make sure each side is confused.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For if the sides are confused and no one knows what's going on, and it's easier to bring forth the changes.
I see.
Mm-hmm. When something happens and it triggers one, just go within to see why. There's something that needs to be healed, heal it and let go.
Adama, did your civilization go through a similar kind of traumatic experience to ascend? Was it similar, or I'm just curious.
Similar, but not the same.
Okay.
For each civilization has its own trauma to clear. Mm-hmm. Its own experiences to have.
Mm-hmm.
It was a challenging time,
mm-hmm.
for Telosians.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to go within, heal those traumas over many moments, because there is no time,
mm-hmm.
and to shift our consciousness. But because we went within Gaia, we were able to do it much quicker. Can we, if we'd stayed on the surface?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm. For within Gaia, we are able to be in a cocoon,
mm-hmm.
Mm. of love and joy. Mm.
Nice.
And have the space to heal ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's wonderful to hear your advice. I've never heard it described like that, but I learned something tonight.
But then these words are also codes. One might not pick up right away.
Okay.
But it will be within your consciousness to come out when it needs to. For all that hear this. And all civilizations that ascend go through challenging moments. That was what the darkness was initially for.
Really?
Just okay. To urge civilizations,
mm-hmm.
push them to evolve, to change.
I see.
As all. What happened on Gaia went sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all this darkness that transpired,
mm-hmm.
has made it difficult for Gaia and humanity to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's being cleared up and cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Give humanity the space it needs so they make a free will choice without the interference.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of humanity is ready to ascend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Different groups going at different moments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always know that all will be taken care of. And all have their own journeys to go on.
Well, it's an exciting time to be alive here on the surface, Adama. I myself, and I know James has, both of us have waited a long time for this moment in human history, and it's finally happening. I'm so honored, glad to be here to help whatever we can.
All beings have chosen to be here.
Mm-hmm.
for a reason.
Right.
You know, each one has a different role to play. By doing their roles, uniting creates a strong bond, strong energy throughout all the light workers. And it shines out to all humanity. So continue to shine your light. Always. And know that all will be fine. Mandy has a bright, beautiful future ahead.
That's right.
And so close. Just be patient. When you hear dates, specific dates, do not hold on to those. The timelines are changing so quickly, especially as the vibrations rise. Just know when everything is resonating, it'll happen. Events will happen. So many of the dark plans have been foiled. And Mandy does not know and does not need to know all the details. That's how much the timelines are changing. So just know that your brothers and sisters are assisting in whatever way they can to help humanity move forward. But each being needs to walk through that door.
Mm-hmm.
The door will be opened.
Mm-hmm.
But one will not be forced to go through it.
It's all based upon free will, isn't it, Dumb?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And no being is above universal law.
Is the Earth unique? Are there other planets of free will in this universe as well, or is Earth a special case?
One of the few.
Okay.
And upon Gaia is all different forms, different DNA. No planet is like it.
I see.
This much different life forms.
Mm-hmm.
All eyes are on Gaia and humanity in this moment. So this is where all the action is.
Mm-hmm.
In the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens here on Gaia and humanity will move out and assist the multiverse in changing.
Mm-hmm.
Moving higher. That's why it's so important for Gaia and humanity to ascend. The whole multiverse is affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you the oneness at that play.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
If one has loved ones, they're passing on. There's no need to mourn.
Right.
Be in joy. As that soul moves back to the spirit realm. To have whatever experience it needs to have. To move on where it needs to move on. But there is no death.
Right.
Because all life is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
The physicality is all by the hologram.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It made it feel real.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't real, no one would play.
Right.
Yet, take care of those physical bodies. Where everything works as one. Physical and non-physical bodies need to be healthy and vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of yourselves. As humanity moves through these higher vibrations, they'll find that certain foods are being dropped.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to question it. to allow and accept the changes that one needs to make mm-hmm. for one's higher self, this guiding one.
Beautiful wisdom. Wonderful wisdom. Thank you. And it's a good thing to say to always trust your heart mind. Is that correct, Adama, not your logical mind?
Always.
Okay.
The heart mind cannot be lied to.
Ah, okay. Very wise. Yeah. Good.
One's truth is always in there. But yeah, one's mind is not to be forgotten. Mm-hmm. Or it's there too, but the heart mind needs to be in the lead. Mm-hmm. And leave your mind to the 3D tasks that one needs to do.
Mm-hmm. Excellent advice. Thank you. Oh, I know we're going to make it. And I know all my listeners really appreciate your support, James, Adama. Yeah, it's so good to hear from you. I think I asked you this the last time, my friend, but once the planet is in peace and harmony, you and your civilization will be able to come visit us, won't you, on the surface?
Yes. All beings within inner Earth and the hollow Earth will be able to come to the surface when there is peace and love throughout all of Gaia. Okay. And only then.
Okay, wonderful. When that day comes, and I know it will, I'd love to, James and I would love to take you out for dinner somewhere if you'd like, or lunch, whatever. So if you like earth food, I don't know if you do, but anyway.
Arrangements can be made. All is possible.
Okay, great. Great.
That's a day that all of us, Telosians, everyone, brothers and sisters are waiting for the reunion with humanity.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Then you will truly become one planet. Mm-hmm. When we unite.
Well, I can't wait, my friend. It's been a long time waiting for this moment in history.
And now it's unfolding before all to see.
That's right. Yeah, it's finally happening.
It's happening because all beings are playing their roles, their missions. Mm-hmm. The off-world, brothers and sisters, and your brothers and sisters within the planet, and also the ones on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
All are needed to do their roles mm-hmm. for this to come about.
Years ago, I was out Mount Shasta. I think James was with me at the time. And I saw it was a beautiful color of deep blue. And I was told that was one of my relatives from Telos who came up to visit with me on the mountain. And I do see her once in a while when I'm there. It's always a wonderful experience to see her. Of course, I've seen felt Saint Germain's presence too. And always wonderful to have your presence as well, Adama. I always feel very special when I connect with your energy.
We're always filled with joy connecting with those that are seeking.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more to life
yeah.
than the physicality.
Right. That's true.
And each being will find out what that is mm-hmm. on their own terms, mm-hmm. on their own path.
Right. That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah. But it's an exciting time, and I'm I'm so honored to talk to you today, my friend.
It's always a joy. Mm-hmm. Spread your messages, energy, codes, whatever is needed to assist humanity moving forward and finding that strength within. Mm-hmm. Strength within is what will guide one through to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to stay connected with one's heart.
Right.
And to feel the love from all your brothers and sisters. One just beats present in the moment. One can feel the energies moving through. So stay strong. Continue to shine the light. Always know that humanity has a bright, beautiful future. I bid you adieu.
Thank you, my dear.
Cross again.
Thank you, my dear friend. We send lots of love. We love you, Adama. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Wow. I hope it wasn't past his bedtime or anything like that. Anyway, it's late tonight, getting late.
He's laughing.
Do they need to sleep as much as we do on the surface here? I don't think so. Maybe not.
Again, no.
No. Okay.
They can regenerate.
I see. Interesting. Yeah. Wow. That's great. Well, I know we're going to get through this. You know, it looked pretty dark last year, to be honest, with the SHOT program and everything, but things are getting better and people are actually getting healings too, I've seen. So sure, some people have died, many people have died, but it could have been a lot worse, I think. So anyway.
Yes, but we're getting through it, the ones that are meant to see it through.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Well, James, thank you so much for taking time out tonight. I appreciate it so much. It's late for you there, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me tonight and channeling these messages for Adama. I really, really do. I'll make sure it gets a wide audience. So,
well, it's my pleasure, Ted.
Great, my friend. Wonderful. Well, make plans. I think the borders will be open up by August. You'll be able to come down. You're welcome on any of my trips. Just let me know ahead of time. So you're welcome always to come along.
Well, thanks, Ted. As always, have amazing times there at Mount Shasta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we will, too. The two groups will be at the end of June 28th for a week, and August 13th. It'll be 3 1-week trips, the 13th for a week, 20th for a week, and the 28th for a week into September. So any one of those would work, you know, just let me know. And yeah. And if they don't work, then I'll make a special trip up for you and your family. So we'll see. We'll figure
out. There's always a way, Ted. There's always a way.
That's right. Where there's a will, there's a way. Absolutely. And I've looked at the timelines. I don't see Trudeau will be there very long, much longer. Neither will Biden. And the borders will finally open up again, and we can live humanity as one again, frankly. So anyway.
Yeah, this plate doesn't have much more gas left in this tank.
This what? Sorry?
That there's this play that they're going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're running out of script. And lies.
Well, this is becoming so blatant now. It's just like right in your face.
Right. I know. You know, at first, some of us were so, well, I myself, I was skeptical of the government story about, you know, this so-called virus. But as time went on, it got to be clear it was just a scam, total scam. And then when the when the vaccines came out, that was even worse because people were dying from that. And I thought, this is just nuts, you know? So anyway.
But it did its purpose too. So there is another purpose for it that a lot of people woke up mm-hmm. after this went on. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, my friend, I appreciate you so much coming on tonight and give me your channeling of Dhamma. And I hope you have a beautiful and happy evening. It's so great to talk to you again, James. Always, always wonderful to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, Dad. You have a wonderful evening as well. And it's always, I always enjoy our times together and channeling of Dhamma. It's always a pleasure.
Great, my friend. When the borders open up, just plan to come on down. Give me a little advance notice. We could drive down there together, actually. So anyway, and your family's welcome, too, if they want to come.
Yeah, we'll see what they what their paths are. And if it's similar, then they'll come. If not, then that's okay, too.
Sure, right. Okay, my friend. Okay. Okay, James. Well, thanks so much for coming on today, my friend, and have a beautiful evening. And thanks so much for sharing all of Adama's messages. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ted.
Okay. Good night. All right, my friend. Cheers. Have a wonderful evening. All right. Much love. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Hello, friends. I hope you enjoyed that interview. I was going to play a long interview, a fascinating interview with Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth. All kinds of fascinating things that we're going to talk about the Hollow Earth, but looks like I'll have to cut the program short today, but I will be playing the interview this Monday on Radio Soul International in German and in English in Vienna, Austria. So if you'd like to listen to that, just please go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com and you can find all the broadcast information there. That'll be from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time. In the U.S., it'll be from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time. But it's a fascinating interview. He really opened up when I interviewed him last week. His interview was also part of my conference as well. The conference is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We've got some incredibly fantastic speakers there, including Jerry Pollack, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists. Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project, is there, as well as Carolyn White, my good friend, fantastic aura reader, and myself, of course, on our beautiful, bright future. Emmanuel Eiter will be giving a presentation as well. He's a famous French Hollywood film director. Got a lot of really fantastic people. And you can watch everyone's presentations for up to 6 months. And if you'd like to register, please go to the website at galacticwisdomconference.com and feel free to register. Just $55. I wanted to thank everyone so much for listening today with today's shows. My guides told me that our audience was about 44.5 million. And I'm so glad the people of this planet, everyone's waking up. And there's nothing that the negatives can do about it to stop us now. I want to thank everyone so much for listening to and supporting Out of This World Radio. We're a nonprofit, listener-supported station. And if you'd like to donate, please go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com and contribute. Feel free to contribute anything you like. Everything is appreciated. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. The earth is changing for the better. My guides tell me just to remain strong, and I know we'll create a much better and happier planet. Much love to everyone. I look forward to seeing you all on Monday at 12 noon on Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria. Also tomorrow, the conference starts, for those of you registering, starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow due to the time change. And in about an hour and a half, Billy from the Hollow Earth will be giving free healings to people. If you're registered part of the conference, you'll be eligible for that. I also will be giving some free readings as well tonight and tomorrow. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support and love. And I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. I can't wait to see you all next weekend. And hopefully at my conference too. Everyone, have a beautiful day, and thank you again so much for your support. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.